Now we,
ما,
yeah, have also glory.
جلالی داریم.
Yeah, we are created in the image of God.
جلال داریم چون ما شبیه خداوند.
Now when we go into idol worship, we lose that glory.
اما وقتی میریم بت پرستی جلالمون از دست میدیم.
Listen to Romans 1.
رومیان 1.
Romans 1.
رومیان 1.
21 till 25.
21 تا 25.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
ادعای حکمت میکردند و احمق گردیدند و جلال خدای فناپذیر را به تمثال شبیه انسان فانی و پرندگان حیوانات و خزندگان تبدیل نمودند. پس خدا نیز ایشان را در شهوات دل خودشان به ناپاکی تسلیم فرمود و در میان خود بدنهای خویش را بی حرمت سازند، که ایشان حقیقت خدا را به دروغ تبدیل کردند و عبادت و خدمت نمودند مخلوق را به عوض خالقی که تا ابد.
Yeah, and of course, this is a chapter that talks about the sodomites, man with man. Yeah, if you read on, it'll go downhill. Yeah, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Yeah?
Idolatry is changing the truth into a lie. It's changing of who God really is with something he is not. It corrupts the glory of God. It replaces him with somebody else or something else. It is rejecting the words of God, and as a result they end up worshipping graven images looking like man and animals. It ends up serving the creature more than the creator.
حیوانی رو یا اون چیزی که خلق شده رو میپرستن به جای اون که او رو خلق کرده بپرستن.
Go to 1 Samuel.
اول ساموئیل.
1 Samuel 15:23. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king.
First Samuel
15:23. زیرا تمرد همچون گناه غیبگویی است و گردنکشی همچون شرارت بت‌پرستی. از آنجا که تو کلام خداوند را رد کردی، خداوند نیز تو را از پادشاهی رد کرده است.
Yeah, so the statement is made here that stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
میگه چی مثل
بت‌پرستی
است؟
نو.
آیاشو
میخونی
یه بار دیگه؟ زیرا
تمرد
همچون. تمرد. So why is stubbornness like idolatry?
تمرد یا در حقیقت کل شخص بودن.
Because it is rejecting the truth. It's rejecting the word of the Lord.
کلام خداوند رو رد کردن.
It's changing the truth into a lie.
حقیقت رو به دروغ عوض
کردن. Yeah, Romans 1, they knew God.
رومیان یک خدا رو میشناختن.
Yeah, they didn't glorify as God.
اما او رو به عنوان خدا نمیپرستیدن.
They rejected God.
خدا رو رد کردن.
And God was replaced with something else.
و خداوند جایگزینش شد برای یه چیز دیگه.
An idol.
بت.
Yeah, the Bible emphasizes the word.
کلام خداوند تایید میکنه کلام رو.
Not an icon, not an image.
نه یه بت.
Not a statue.
نه مجسمه. نه نقاشی.
Yeah, a true believer doesn't need an image.
یه ایماندار واقعی.
To love God.
عکس لازم نداره.
Or a statue to look at.
یا بتی که ببینه که عاشق خدا بشه.
Yeah, we can love God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
without seeing it. قلبمون دوست داشته باشیم بدونی که رو در روی خودمون ببینیم.
Yeah, faith is the substance. The evidence of things not seen.
اون ایمان داشتن یعنی به چیزی که ندیدی.
Yeah. People will bow down for pictures and statues.
مردمی که سجده میزنن برای عکس یا مجسمه.
They do not love Jesus.
خدا رو دوست ندارن.
And it doesn't matter if they call these statues. Oh, this is just a statue of Jesus.
مجسمه رو بزنن عیسی.
No, they just love a figment of their imagination.
اون تصویر تو ذهن.
Or somebody else's imagination.
یا تصویر تمرکز یه نفر تصویر یه نفر دوست دارن. یه چیزی که واقعی نیست رو دوست دارن.
If they would love Jesus Christ.
اگر خداوند رو عیسی مسیح رو دوست می‌داشتن.
Yeah, they would put their trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, as the Bible says, instead of trusting in rituals and works, a man-made religion. If you would love God's word, then you will hate every false way. You will hate the images and statues. You will hate idolatry because God's word teaches against that. Yeah, if you love God, you're not gonna love the idolatrous false teachings or false religions like the Orthodox Church, like the Catholic Church, like the Mormons, like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, if you've been around me, you know I hate false religions. I hate false teachers. Yeah, I hate false doctrines. Why? Because I love God and I love God's word. And I hate what destroys my neighbor. How can I say that I love my neighbor as myself if I'm okay with these false religions out there that destroy my neighbor? Yeah, they don't go together. Yeah, you want to get away from those falsehoods into biblical Christianity. Yeah, where what we believe is based on the word of God. Not on traditions that lead into idolatry. Go to 1 Corinthians 10:14. Therefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry.
1 Corinthians 10:14.
So this is a strong way of pronouncing this.
Yeah?
Flee from idolatry.
Yeah?
Run screaming in the other direction. Yeah? Ditch the images, the statues of Mary and Jesus from your homes. It's idolatry. Yeah? You know what other serious sin is talked about in the Bible that you need to flee? Go to 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Now, fornication is a bad sin. So is idolatry. God takes it serious. Go to 1 Corinthians 5:11. Because like I already said, this is one of the sins that is on the list why if somebody is into this, they get thrown out of church. It's a sin that is like leaven.
Yeah.
Verse 11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, but such one know not to eat. Yeah, this is not a small thing. Yeah? A Christian home should not be filled with images of Jesus and Mary on the wall, nor having statues all over the place.
Yeah,
that's idolatry. Now, I do not expect many of you would have things like that on the wall. Yeah, if you have your house filled with them, then get rid of these things. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, so now we just looked at literal idolatry. Yeah? Making images, molten images, statues of God, false gods, and give worship to them. Yeah, and some people say, oh, but it's just some pictures, 2D. Yeah, it's not a statue.
Now,
if you bring worship to it, it's idolatry. Yeah, that picture is not Jesus.
Yeah,
that icon is not Jesus.
But
there's another kind of idolatry. And that is figurative idolatry.
Yeah?
When we put people or things before God.
یعنی چیزهای دیگه و چیزهایی که داریم رو جلوی خداوند قرار میدیم.
Lifting famous people up.
مردم مشهور رو پرستیدن.
Athletes.
اون هنرپیشه معروف، ورزشکار بزرگ یا حتی واعظ بزرگ خداوند که بگیم اون برای ما بزرگ.
Making them into idols.
اونها رو بت زندگیمون
کنیم. Yeah, we might not sing worship songs to them.
شاید سرود پرستشی نخونیم براشون.
Or pray to them.
یا دعا نکنیم به نامشون.
But we are putting them before God.
اما اونا رو جلوی خدا
قرار دادیم. We are replacing God.
خدا رو جایگزین کردیم.
Yeah, and in that way we're actually giving worship.
و در حقیقت در اون روش پرستش
yeah,
رو قرار دادیم.
What is worship?
پرستش چیست؟
Yeah, worship is giving reverent honor and respect. It is adoring.
گذاشتن و گذاشتن چیزی.
Yeah, you can do these things towards people, towards things.
در مقابل مردم یه کارهایی
Now,
بکنی.
Whenever this happened in the Bible,
هر زمانی که این اتفاق در کتاب
Godly men directly corrected those who did that to them.
اونایی که این کارو می‌کردن رو سریع درست می‌کنن.
Yeah, yeah, go to the book of Revelation.
Give you
two examples. Revelation 22.
آیه 22.
And read verse 8 and 9. And then we have John falling on his knees for the angel, who in this case is a human being, as we'll see. And this human being, one of the prophets, will directly correct John. Revelation 22, 8 and
9.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God.
و من یوحنا این امور را شنیدم و دیدم و چون شنیدم و دیدم افتادم به پیش پاهای آن فرشته‌ای که این امور را به من نشان داد عرستش کنم. او مرا گفت زنهار نکنی زیرا که هم خدمت با تو هستم. و با انبیا یعنی برادرانت و با آنون که کلام این کتاب را نگاه دارند
Yeah, I'm your fellow servant. I'm of the brethren, the prophets. Don't worship me. Worship God. Go to Acts 10. Acts 10, 24 and 26. Acts 10, 24 26. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up. I myself also am also a man.
روز دیگر وارد قیصریه شدند و کورنلیوس پیشان دوستان خاص خود را انتظار ایشان می‌کشیدند. چون پتروس داخل شد، کورنلیوس او را استقبال کرد و پایش ساده پرستش کرد. اما پتروس او را برخیزانده گفت، برخیز، من خود نیز انسان هستم.
Yeah, Peter directly picks him up.
Yeah.
When Cornelius goes down on his knees. Stand up. I'm just a man. Yeah? Isn't it not interesting that the Orthodox priests love to receive worship? Yeah, in their long robes. Yeah, standing out from the rest. Enjoying the respect. And letting themselves be called father.
Yeah,
where the Bible says, call no one your father. It's entitled, not for you.
خداوند.
Yeah, only God is your father.
فقط خود خداوند پدرتونه.
They let people kiss their hands.
اجازه میدن مردم دستشون رو ببوسن.
Oh, it's just to show respect.
احترامه.
Now, it's the same as you kissing those icons.
مثل همون بت پرست اون
those idols.
بوس کردنه.
It's idolatry.
بت رو بوس کردنه.
You're lifting up a man.
در حقیقت بت پرستیه. یک انسان رو بالا بردی.
Yeah, we can commit adultery of idolatry in a figurative way.
و میتونیم بت پرستی داشته
باشیم. Yeah, by just putting people or things
یه نفر تو زندگیمون
in a place that belongs to God.
زندگیمون رو تو جای خداوند قرار بدیم.
Yeah. Teenagers do this. They put all these pictures of their famous people on the wall.
Their
famous musician, actor.
Yeah,
the boy who has the picture of their famous soccer player on the wall. They go to bed looking at him. Thinking about him. They wake up in the morning again looking at him. That's making an idol out of a person. Yeah, we need to help our children. Understand that this is wrong.
Yeah?
The adoration, the respect, the worship belongs to God.
Yeah,
when we go to bed, here's what you need to be meditating on. The Lord. When we wake up in the morning, here's what you should be thinking about. God, yeah? Not our human heroes. Yeah, so this is not literal idolatry with molten images.
But it's figurative idolatry.
Things or people taking the place of God. Yeah, this worship of actors, athletes and musicians. But it can even be preachers. Yeah, good people. That we can lift up to a place that they do not belong. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 1. And read verse 11 to 13. For it had been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now, this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul. And I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
که من از پولس هستم و من از پولس و من از آپولوس و من از کیفا و من از مسیح. آیا مسیح تقسیم شد یا پولس در راه شما مسلوب گردید یا به نام پولس تعمید یافتید؟
Yeah, what was happening here? They're making an idol out of their favorite preacher. Now, of course, Paul is not asking them to do this. Yeah, he's actually rebuking it here. And he points back like, hey, you should focus on Christ. Don't lift me up to a place that I don't belong. It's not about Paul. It's not about Apollos or Cephas. It's Christ was crucified. It's his place. It is his name. Yeah, the name of Christ that you are baptized. Yeah, that is his place. Yeah? Obsessing over certain people. Yeah, even if it's preachers,
yeah,
it's a form of idolatry. It's putting things before God or in a place that belongs to God, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
But it's not only people that you can make into idols, it's also things. Listen to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, notice that it says that.
Sorry.
Colossians 3:5.
Colossians خوندی 3:5؟
Colossians 3:5.
من اشتباه ترجمه کردم. Colossians 3:5.
Colossians 3:5.
پس اعضای خود را که بر زمین است بپوشید، زنا و ناپاکی، غل و هوس و امیال شری و طمع که بت‌پرستی است.
Yeah, now notice that it says covetousness
شهبت
is idolatry.
بت‌پرستی.
Now, why is that?
چرا?
Now, go to Luke 16.
Luke
16, verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
هیچ خادم نمیتواند دو آقا را خدمت کند، زیرا یا از یکی نفرت میکند با دیگری محبت، یا با یکی میپیوندد و دیگری را حقیر میشمارد. خدا و ثروت را نمیتوانید خدمت نمایید.
Now, what does mammon go two verses back, Luke 16:11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the righteous mammon, 11. Who will commit you, to you trust
what
the true
verse?
Riches? 11.
What
16. Chapter 16, same chapter, two verses back.
هر که در ثروت غیر عادلانه امین نبودیست، کیست که مال حقیقی را به شما رساند؟ Luke 16:11?
16:11, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't say
memo
in Farsi.
What does it say there? Riches or something?
Yeah.
Treasures?
Yeah.
Okay, now, that is what it is, yeah? It's opposing the word mammon or riches towards true riches, yeah? Yeah, mammon is referring to the god of money. Making money, making riches your god.
ثروتمند شدن بشه بتتون.
It's when people just live
وقتی مردم
to get more riches.
فقط زندگی میکنن که ثروتمند بشن.
Nothing wrong with making money.
با پول داشتن ایرادی نیست.
To feed your family.
پول درآوردن که نیاز خانواده‌ت رو برهم کنید. چیزایی که خانواده‌تون نیاز داره راحت باشن.
What is wrong is to live to get rich.
موضوع اینه که هدف اصلیت فقط ثروتمند شدن.
All your time, all your energy.
همه وقت و انرژی رو گذاشتن برای این کار.
Yeah, instead of serving God with your life. And the Bible is very clear. You cannot do both at the same time. Yeah? You are replacing God with and service to Him with something else. You're making an idol out of your riches.
And
especially for young people, don't fall into this trap.
Yeah?
Life is not about riches. Life is about God and serving Him.
Yeah?
Do not be obsessed with money. Here's the right prayer. Proverbs 30, 7 till 9. Proverbs 30, 7-9. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them, not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of God, my God, in vain. 7-9.
دو چیز از تو میخواهم تا نمردم آن را از من دریغ مدار بتالت و دروغ را از من دور کن نه فقرم ده نه ثروت بلکه به نانی که نصیبم است مرا بپرور مبادا سیر گشته تو را انکار کنم و بگویم خداوند کیست یا فقیر گشته دزدی کنم و نام خدای خیش را بی‌حرمت سازم از غلام نزد سرورش بد مگو مبادا تو را لعن کند و تاوانش را بدهی
Yeah, don't give me neither poverty or no riches. Yeah, don't get sidetracked. Yeah, don't start putting things in the place of God. Yeah, because riches will cause you to take the name of God in vain. Yeah, yes, work hard, do your best.
We need
money to be able to function in this world.
We
need to feed our families. But that's never the goal. The goal is Christ and serving Him. Loving Him. Yeah, things should never take the place of God. Idolatry is a grievous sin. And we as Christians can become guilty of it.
Yeah,
and if you're literally into idol worship, statues and pictures and things like that, it's a sin that actually gets you thrown out of the church. Yeah, get rid of the literal idolatry in your life if you have it. Statues, images.
بندازینشون دور اگر میپرستینشون
But also do away with the figurative idolatry.
اما اون بوتی هم که تو قلبتون هستن بزنید.
Do not lift people or things up to a place that is improper.
چیزی رو تو جایی قرار بدی که جای خدا رو بگیره.
But they start taking the place of God.
که جای خداوند رو ازتون بگیره.
And your service to him.
و به خدمت خداوند.
Yeah, maybe you're not burning incense and praying to these people.
شاید امروز اسفند و عود و اینها جلوی اون فرد دود نمی‌کنی.
But are you giving them reverence, honor, and respect that should be given to God? جلالی
که مال خداست رو داری به اون میدی.
Yeah. Don't let anything take the place of God in your
life.
Let's close with 1 Corinthians 10:14 again.
Wherefore,
my dearly beloved,
10:14.
Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Amen.